Thank you for calling the Oh No Streamline Mortgage Solutions informational telephone line. For mature adults that would like more information on why you should use Streamline Mortgage Solutions for your next refi, please press 1. If you are a typical Oh No listener and have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about and would like to learn more, please press 2. You have selected option 2. So, you want to learn more about refinancing with Streamline Mortgage Solutions. Let me help you. Repeat after me. Mortgage. Yes, a mortgage is a legal agreement by which a bank or other creditor lends money at interest in exchange for taking title of the debtor's property, with the condition that the conveyance of the title becomes void upon payment of the debt. In short, it's a loan that helps you buy a home at a certain interest rate. Next up, repeat after me. Refinance. That's good. You're getting it. Refinancing is the act of financing again, typically with a new loan at a lower rate of interest, which saves you money. Why would you refinance, you ask? Do you like saving money? Have you been saving money the wrong way? Has switching from Budweiser to Natty Ice not getting as much in the bank as you would like? Well, perhaps you are a homeowner looking to free up some cash. Do you have your eye on that new jet ski? Does little Timmy need braces? Do you still need to fix those holes in your roof left over from Hurricane Charlie? You need to call Streamline Mortgage Solutions. Streamline has been in the business for over 15 years. To get started, go to streamlineflorida.com. Streamline Mortgage Solutions is with you every step of the way, making it simple and giving you the service other companies can't. What's even better is that you can do everything over the phone or online with one of their experienced team members. Check out a testimonial from one of Streamline's latest customers. Refinancing your mortgage is not on the list of things you want to spend a ton of time on. Streamline makes it fast and easy. They explained everything, answered all my questions, and gave me a list of documents to get to them. Once submitted, they kept me updated weekly until my closing. My friends are all getting refis and said it took 3+ months, and they were constantly being asked for more paperwork. Not me. I was asked for everything up front, and the team moved very fast. I closed in less than a month. I would 100% recommend Streamline to everyone looking for a mortgage or a refi. So once again, if you're looking for a mortgage to purchase a home or refinance your current mortgage in the state of Florida, call Streamline at 407-898-4477 or visit streamlineflorida.com. Just make sure to let them know that Oh No Radio Show, Oh No Media, or Oh No Wrestling sent you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, fuck, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna fuck themselves. See ya!
No, 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 no.
No! God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then...
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Oh, hell no!
You are listening to the Oh, No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Owen's hot take of the day. The TV show Friends fucking sucks. That's right. We are back again with kind of a special show for you this evening.
What?
We're actually pre-recording this as right now. I will be in the mountains of Georgia when this show airs. So we figured rather than leave you high and dry without a Ono Radio show for the week, we'd get together here a little bit beforehand and we'd record something that... Well, again, post a little bit later on. And, if this is your first time listening, I'm Owen. I'm the captain of this shit ship.
Ow, ow.
Along with me, as always, that's my good friend, Ty. Ty, how you doing, pal?
Chimichanga.
Chimichanga, bye-bye. Girl. Yeah. You know. And with us as well, it's good old Mike B. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I've been doing real good.
Good. You worked today, correct? You made some sandwiches, you made some soups, you made some, what else are you making over there?
I was whipping in the kitchen, bro. I was doing prep for sandwiches, I was doing all my salad prep.
Was it nice having the kitchen to yourself?
Yeah.
It's like your own little world, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's like... It's kind of a small space, so it's not even like, oh, I wish there was another person back here. I'm like, I am super thankful that there's only one guy back here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, are you guys are pretty busy throughout the day, or is it just pretty chill? Like, yeah, you know, like, do you have any downtime, or is it constantly like going from the minute you start?
So, like, I'll get there at 8 o'clock and do prep for like the first two and a half hours. Then he feeds us and he's like,
that's
here,
nice.
Eat whatever you want. Like have a soup, have a sandwich. I think I had a salad this morning for lunch.
Very cool.
And then we'll get started and there's usually like 20 minutes of downtime before tickets start coming in, but it's like Sanford and downtown. So a lot of it is, I think people on their lunch from work there.
Yeah.
So we get that real pop at like 11:30. And that'll last to like one or two, and then it'll trickle out. The end and start pre-close. And then we're closed by three.
That's nice, man. Whoa. That's awesome. That's great. That's really cool. Then you just kind of hang out in Sanford for a little while and until the wife comes and gets you.
Hmm?
Yeah, dude, that could be, man, it sounds like a lot more stress-free than your previous job. So I'm really, really happy that it seems to be working out for you.
Yeah, bro. Dude, plus, I never really knew this. I didn't know Sanford had, like, a waterfront area.
Yeah, I don't think I knew.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It is nice. I've been down there.
Oh,
so yeah. I go down there, smoke a couple cigarettes.
Wander about, grab a beer.
Around. Yeah, I went to the, they have, like, the Willow Tree, the German restaurant.
Yeah,
over there.
I love that place. Oh, yeah.
They opened up, like, a little... like retail space that's also like a deli and has beer and cheese and meat and like all the Haribo candies that I really, really
like.
Yeah. So I went in there and kind of marveled at everything and looked around and bro, it's so cool down there.
Yeah. No, I mean, if it wasn't so far away, I'd definitely venture in that direction more often, but it's just kind of a bitch for me to get to, as we were talking about earlier. But that aside, we'll have to come visit you at some point. I know I will make it down there one of these days. And I can't wait to try some of your delicious soups and sandwiches. Why don't you give them a free plug, Mikey, while we're at it.
So real quick, if you guys are looking for a really, really delicious lunch spot, I'm talking excellent sandwiches, beautiful, vibrant, tasty soups,
mm-hmm.
and like really a really good salad selection. Check out the Corner Cafe in Sanford on the corner of First Street. It's like right there. It's very historic. The guy who runs it, Chef Michael, awesome dude, treats everybody who comes in there like they're freaking family. He's a really solid guy. And of course, I'm there too. So you can get all your food made by me.
The other Chef Michael.
Yeah, there's two of us now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if we need more of you, but okay. Yeah,
but Corner Cafe out in Sanford. Come check it out.
Check it out.
We're open 10:30 to 3 every day but Sunday.
Very cool. Very cool. Well,
I both love and hate that. I think it's Orlando Weekly that did it, but Sanford is like the best kept Orlando secret. How can another city be fucking Orlando's best kept secret?
Yeah.
Orlando's just got so pretentious that it's like, oh, that's a suburb of Orlando.
No, it's like it's a whole different city. It's its own town. Like, that's bullshit. Like, call it the best kept secret in Central Florida, and then you're fine.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone in Sanford was like, wait, the best kept secret in where? What? We're our own thing, damn it.
Well, and you know the whole legend, not even legend, that the history of it all was like once upon a time, like it was supposed to be the capital of Orange County instead of Orlando. And, all the boats used to, of course, come in there and like the docks with the St. John's and everything. And like so it was like big for trade and all that. And I forget what exactly made it happen, but somehow Orlando is able to. Yeah, well, it was way before that. But yeah, I guess once upon a time, Orlando wasn't going to be, the Orlando. It was supposed to be Sanford. So Sanfordians, I don't know what you would call them, but they don't like us Orlando folk, from what I understand.
Dude, can you imagine in like another dimension where Disney doesn't exist and Orlando isn't chalked full of theme parks, like what kind of a shithole this would be?
Oh, it'd be awful. Like there would be nothing here. It would be swamp. It would be orange
bullshit
groves. It would be like, you might be lucky to get a Waffle House, near
you. Oh, no, you'd have an abundance of
you would.
Waffle
Houses. That would be that would be the only good thing, is that we would have more Waffle Houses.
I'd have so many hash brown spots, dude. You know how many hash brown spots you would have if this place didn't have a Disney in it?
Friend of mine, Lewis, on the other day on Facebook posted, IHOP or Waffle House. There is no question on this one.
Who eats at a fucking IHOP?
Fuck
IHOP. When you have Waffle House as a choice, obviously.
Exactly. Given the choice, always Waffle House, because you got to get them hash browns. You got to get them smothered, covered, capped. You got to do the whole shebang. I've never got them like all the way, whatever they call that.
All the way is fucking right on, though.
It's so many flavors.
They got chili on there.
It's good.
What?
It's fucking good.
So I think the totality of the list is like cheese, onions, mushrooms, peppers, ham,
bacon,
chili.
Yeah.
I think you can even go white gravy. I'm not
100%
sure.
Yeah, it's like sausage gravy. Yeah.
Oh my god.
But dude, oh, that'd be a mess of a plate. Like I would never have a hangover ever again.
That's true. That is good evening food right there. That is good drinking food.
It used to be the ritual. You had to stop by Waffle House or you were going to be so destroyed the next day.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Denny's was my fucking early on late night stop.
Oh, that like, Denny's on
downtown.
That Denny's on Cimarron. Was it the one on Cimarron?
It was the one that closed on 50. It was on 50, I think. Shit. On Cimarron?
I think it was on Cimarron. That's the one that I used to go to, especially in my college Full Sail days. Like, I used to always end up at that Denny's.
I went to that one, too, but I think the other one is closer to downtown. I can't remember.
Yeah, you might be right. I can't really picture where that one is.
All right, so if you have your scruples, Denny's or IHOP? Because I'm going Denny's.
Oh, Denny's over IHOP. Oh, yeah. IHOP's the bottom of the list. It's
the low tier.
Yeah, and depending on what you want, I still go Waffle House. I would still go Waffle House 90% of the time. But Denny's does have a few more selections if, like, you wanted a burger or something like that.
Dude, if you want the app sampler,
why don't they open? Why don't they open Denny's that serve alcohol? like that.
Well, I think it'd be a home run, but it would also probably, because
it'd be the drunkest place on the fucking planet.
They did it with there's a couple of Waffle Houses somewhere, I believe in Georgia, maybe, that serve beer. Yeah, like there are Waffle Houses. Remember this news story coming out? There's Waffle Houses that serve beer, so perfect with Denny's as well.
Okay, I think
while you're in Georgia, you should definitely hit Waffle House. The Waffle House in Georgia, I think, is the supreme Waffle House out of all the states that have Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia Waffle House. Yeah. Wins.
It's a staple. They've also got Huddle House up there as well, which Huddle House is.
Wait,
is
don't they switch at some point in America? Like it goes from, we're Waffle House to, now we're called Huddle House.
No. Huddle House is a completely separate chain.
Oh, really?
Yep.
They look exactly the same.
They look exactly the same.
It's the same fucking building.
I bet it's like kind of the old Wing House Hooters scenario where one of them opened first and then like the owners had a falling out and then split, opened their other thing, which was practically the identical restaurant just with a different name. I bet you it's some shit like that. Huddle House, not quite as good as Waffle House, though, in my opinion.
But that's the thing. Can you imagine being like, well, we're business partners, but I don't like the way you're running this Waffle House.
Yeah.
I'm going to start my own Waffle House.
I'm going to
call it something else.
And I'm going to outdo your waffles.
It'll be just as mediocre. And people will probably, they'll still go. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, we'll still go. What was crazy is in Athens, when I lived there for a little while, there were across the street from each other. You know how you always, when you see a CVS, you know, there's a Walgreens around the corner as well. They kind of do that with the Waffle House, Huddle House thing. So, like, across the street from each other, you'd have, like, a Waffle House and a Huddle House. And there would be, the battle between, like, your drunk friends of which one we were going to that particular evening. Yeah, good times.
Where do you guys want to go and get diarrhea at?
Speaking of IHOP sucking, I mentioned it at the top of the show, of other things that suck. And I don't know, is this a hot take or not? That TV show, Friends, the TV show, it sucks. I never understood why people liked it. I never understood the fascination with it. Does anybody in your life, or do you guys, like, actually like the show?
My wife likes it.
Your wife likes it. Why? Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Ask her now.
It just seems like it's
ask
it's like low. Janine, why do you like Friends? I'm getting nothing. But, dude, it's like it's low ball. It's like low hanging comedy the whole time.
It's not funny.
And it's like it tugs on all those people who would be those people in real life, basically. Like you would be one of those six people. And I just think we don't fall into any of those categories. So.
Well, Ty's a Joey.
I don't even know enough about the fucking characters to tell you which one I am or aren't, but I still take offense to that.
I just picked the dumb one, and I put the dumb kind of like aloof individual, like
out of the three of us, what does that make you, Ross or Chandler?
I'm a Chandler. I'm definitely, because I'm a bit of a dick. I'm a bit of a dick. You're a bit of a Ross. Yeah, you're a bit of a Ross. He's kind of aloof as well, but
who the fuck is Joey?
Joey's that. I don't know who he's is the that? Dumb, good-looking actor one. What's his name in real life? Fucking, I don't care. I really don't care. Matt LeBlanc. It's Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, that guy.
Matt LeBlanc. That's it. Yeah. But yeah, I'm snarky, so I guess that makes me Chandler. Yeah,
you know enough about the characters. You've actually watched this enough.
Yeah, I've seen it enough because I tried to figure out why people were into it. You know, like
I had to do my research.
Yeah. There's a couple other shows that aren't for me that I can understand why people like them. Like, I never could get into Frasier, but I understand. I understand the humor.
I like Frasier.
Yeah, I don't know. It never clicked with me. It wasn't my big one. But
I'm kind of that way with like Big Bang Theory and shit like that. Like,
fuck that show. No, that show sucks dicks too. That show sucks dicks. Fuck that show.
I'm a hard stance.
Anytime,
no Big Bang Theory.
if I see a person in public wearing a Bazinga t-shirt, I immediately want to punch them in the face. Like they just.
Yeah, you can eat a bag.
I want to urinate on your sandals. That's what I want to do.
Yeah,
I'm glad I don't understand this pop reference. I wouldn't even call you out because I don't know what you're talking about.
What, the Bazinga shirt?
Yeah,
it's like a catchphrase of one of the dumb characters. I think I don't watch the show, but I think he wears the shirt in the show. I want to say,
and then it's like his.
You know, I guarantee you've seen it out and about somewhere. It's a popular shirt for dickheads that like that show. But it's like kind of like you know in Batman when they have like the kapow and like those like with the like kind of like comic booky looking explosion type thing around it. That's what the shirt sort of looks like, and it just says Bazinga in it, which is his dumbass catchphrase. It's stupid. I don't like it at all.
I want to say the only thing I remember is that the dude had his one spot on the couch or some shit. Nah. And I always had my one spot somewhere, wherever it may be.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have that, like, in my house, it's like my chair on my porch. Like, right, everyone knows. You don't sit in Owen's chair on
same
porch.
On my porch. You knew which chair was my chair. You don't sit there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Real quick. So another show. I feel like I should like it because a lot of people I know who are, you know, have very similar comedic stylings.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I never watched it. But the thing is, like, it never seemed appealing enough to watch.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm almost 100% with you on that. I kind of mirror your exact sentiment. The one thing I will say from the very little bits that I've seen is Neil Patrick Harris is really good in that. He's he's definitely a funny part of the show, and he plays like this cocky sort of like ladies man like type deal.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just getting a phone call from our good friend Sean Bain, coincidentally enough. So
Bainer.
I'll have to call him back a little bit later on. It's interesting. How did that happen? One of Teresa's socks was stuck in my shirt, in the arm of my shirt.
What?
I've been wearing
wearing that all day?
Yeah, yeah, I've been wearing it all day. Like, I put it on probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Like, it stuck in my shirt all this time. Interesting.
You weren't like, huh, this feels weird. I don't know. Like, the shirt's off.
I didn't notice it at all. I am clearly becoming retarded.
If it makes you feel any better, Owen, I went to go use the restroom at the 7-Eleven I was at the other day.
Yeah.
Took a little.
That's a mistake.
Yeah. Well,
you
yeah.
took a deuce or two?
Sure. Yeah. But when
you're
I like
that guy,
I sat down and started looking at my phone and I took my mask off and I set it on my knee. And was like,
that's the place you want to keep the mask on is when you're taking a shit in the 7-Eleven bathroom.
Well, so I was playing one of my phone games for a minute and I got into it and didn't realize my mask had fallen like into my pants. And in my like where you know you bunch it down at the bottom.
In your junk area, yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't really notice, but like I leave and I pull my pants up and like I'm walking home because it's like a 2-minute walk over to my house. But I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my underwear? Like, it's like chafing up in my ball. Like, there's something wrong.
What's going on here?
And I walk all the way home and it's just really uncomfortable. And I get into the bathroom and like pull my pants down and there's my mask like in my underwear. And I'm just like, well, I mean, that would explain it.
Here's the bigger question. Why are you shitting at a 7-Eleven that is 2 minutes from your home? Like, that's that.
Okay, so I had walked, and as I crossed the street, like, I had that, like, little gut rumble that was like, and I'm like, oh.
Danger.
That's not good. And then I was like, all right, well, I don't think I have to drop the deuce. All right. And as I'm getting like up to the 7-Eleven, I'm like, oh, I got a fart. That's weird.
But, danger.
But you can't trust this fart.
Well, I did. I was like, what? And it got like 3/4 of the way of what I felt done. And then was like, oh, now it's poop.
Oh, no.
Like, whoa. And so I have to like scurry into the 7-Eleven and like get all my stuff and then go into the bathroom. And I'm like,
did you shart yourself?
No.
No, you made it.
But like I felt it like get right up there. And I was like, whoop. Oh, better close that. Oh.
What if that? What would you have done if there was a guy in the bathroom before you? Would you?
Yeah, probably would have. I would have just used the ladies' room.
But if I mean, do you think you would have had enough time to rush back to your house to deal with the situation?
No, I don't think I could. I think when I got to that point, it was like you have like a minute,
right?
One minute.
So hopefully one of these bathrooms is open. Otherwise, you're running around the back of the 7-Eleven and
which you can't even do because it's like there's a drive. You can drive behind it, and there's usually people back there.
No, so I
would have got around the corner and dropped my pants and be like, "Oh, well, here's all the ladies from the medical office right next to 7-Eleven." Oh, great. No, I could have not made it of like over back into my house before I would have totally filled my pants.
So I got a story for you. I'm really sore today. I'm really sore, and I'll tell you why. It's because I spent 4 hours detailing the inside of my car yesterday. Like, washing the
outside. Is this the first and only time you've actually washed your car?
No,
I remember when I was leaving, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It definitely has gone through those phases, and I definitely have let it go. But this particular time, I had let it go kind of again, and it was like, all right, no, I need to take care of this. Where I park my car... First off, like, I'm sore because if you, like, take that long detailing a car, I mean, I got every nook and cranny. I got the shop vac out. I'm doing it, like, right, you know? But you gotta, like, when you're dealing with this, like, I don't envy people that do this for a living, for sure, because it's such an awkward, like, cars are so hard to clean because you gotta just, like, you got to bend in all sorts of weird ways. You're like half laying across the back seat, getting underneath the front, you know, the front seats, all that shit, right? And you're just like, uh-huh. I'm like twisty turny in every which way. So I'm sore as hell from that. But one of the more comical things was about a week before, I noticed a lot of hornets hanging around my car. And I ran to the 7-Eleven one day, and I had my window down. It was a hot day. And I had a hornet decide to fly in and land on my nose. landed on my nose. Thankfully, it didn't sting me or anything, but it landed on my nose, sat there for a second. I'm like, fuck, you know, I got it all out. So that was one of the big reasons I wanted to, like, start, you know, clean my car, because I'm like, well, fuck, like, are they building
what if my car has hornets?
What if my car has hornets? And so where I park is right underneath a pretty big oak tree, and it shits leaves and acorns all over it. So in the areas where, like, your windshield goes next to, like, the hood of the car, and then, like, and then the back windshield where it hits, like, the trunk of the car, like, those, there's spaces there. Well, I'm literally pulling out, like, handfuls of leaves and mud and, like, it's just disgusting, right? So I clean it all out. I do that in the front. I did it in the back. I'm going all around my car. I'm really, like, I'm wiping down door jams, man. I'm cleaning up. I'm getting this thing looking good, brand new.
Spick and span.
Spick and span. Well, in that whole process, I found 3 hornet's nests that were attached to my car. Somehow they had
living on your car.
They were living on my car. They had made nests. One in one of, like, it seems like they keep going in and out from my the mirror on my driver's side. They were like going in there. They made a nest behind the mirror. So I had to use.
Oh yeah, that's a classic spot.
Yeah,
for sure.
They got in there. They got
that's like a micro community of hornets.
I don't know, man.
Like a baby nest.
There's a few of them coming out when I started spraying the bug spray in there. Like, I think I got them all now, but. But yeah, like, and then I got, I found one like on one of the wheel wells that was there, like a fully formed nest with a couple of them on there. And then one like sort of in the groove of where like the trunk sort of closes, so they could just get in like kind of on the side. Now, I drive this car every day, like, well, for the most part, even if it's just for 5 minutes every day.
You
like,
drive it to the Sevi once a day.
Exactly. Like, or around the neighborhood, whatever it is. Like, but at least if it's not every day, every other day of my life, the car is started, the car is moved. How the fuck do these Hordes be living on my car when it's when I'm driving it? Like,
well, they like back into one of the little nests and like, oh, the nest's moving.
I don't like it.
Maybe they're like, oh, what if like in the hornet community, these are like motor hornets and they're like crazy. They're like, oh, no, don't go over there. That's where all those motor hornets live. They're real bad hornets.
Yeah, they
I mean, hornets are pretty shitty, like, in general. Like, they fall in, like, with wasps and shit like that.
Yeah.
Wasps don't do anything.
Bees are cool. Things. Bees are cool. Hornets, mm-hmm. wasps, suck sticks. Like,
yeah.
firmly stand on that. I don't, like, yeah, what's your purpose? You don't pollinate shit. You fly around and sting things and look gross. Like, hornets, hornets in particular look grosser than anything, like, flying.
They got that big, fat, long.
Yeah, and then they got them dangly ass legs in the back. Mm-hmm. They like pull up your legs. Like, you're not even aerodynamic. What the fuck's your? What are you fucking doing?
I think it's kind of weird that bees don't like pull their like none of those like wasps or anything. Like,
nah, they just kind of let them dangle.
They're just like whatever. What if they are dumb as shit? They're like violent, dumb
yeah,
insects.
I think that's what bees, they are.
Bees have like little monocles and top hats and like, oh, good day, other bee.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Let's go to work.
And the hornets
today.
Are just like,
let's fucking sting, baby. Yeah. Fucking sting.
I'm ready to sting something. Yeah, brother.
I think that's probably accurate.
It's like all the hornets are sitting outside the nest, just like revving motorcycles at like 1 a.m. Just like,
yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
The bees are like, could you keep it down? Like, whatever. Being assholes.
You don't ever see them at night either, really, do you?
I think they're blind.
Yeah, I think they like what not nocturnal.
The opposite,
you know,
of
what
nocturnal.
I mean?
Like, yeah.
Normal.
The other thing you don't see at night, which I found 3 dead ones in my car, you know, of course, while I was cleaning it out, lizards. You never see lizards at night. You see geckos, but you never see lizards at night.
The sun is what powers them, man. They gotta get that warmth to keep moving. They just chill out at night.
Well, there's so many.
Unless you have a badass nightlight and there's a lot of bugs sometimes. But those are like the gecko ones or salamanders.
Yeah, I get those. Those are different. Yeah, they're different than the ones like I see hundreds of lizards in my yard every day and then they disappear. Where'd you go? Where do they hang out? Like, where are they at?
Dude, that's, you know what I wonder? Like, I see when I used to work for the flats,
yeah,
there would always be a lot of crows around
because
there was a lot of like there were dumpsters and shit around, but they were never around at night.
Exactly.
I want to know where they all go.
Like, where are they hanging out? Well, birds we all know are fake. They're not real, so they go
back to the depot.
Yeah, they got to recharge the batteries. They go back to the bird factory and then they sit on like, they're kind of like Roombas. Like, after a little while, they automatically know that they've got to go back to, like, oh, battery's getting low. And then, like, they go back and then they recharge. And they put their beak in, like, a hole. And then it recharges them. And then they go, whoa. And then they're ready back for the next day. That's what I thought. That's what I heard, anyway.
I wonder, do the lizards, like, live in holes? Or do they just, like, find a tree and they're just like, all right, time to sleep.
Yeah.
I think that's more or less how it goes. You know, they'll hang out in weird grassy spots that are not walkways. You know what I mean? Like, they find little spots to chill and then they wait for the sun to come back out.
Bro. So we're human and like we've evolved to a level of common decency where like people go to sleep at night and they don't for the most part, worried about like getting eaten in their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you were an animal, like,
oh yeah, you know,
every night is like, all right, I guess,
I guess this branch looks okay. Like, no snakes or
no better than the branch I picked last night that I didn't get eaten. And do you just shut your eyes and you're like, all right.
Who the fuck? Anybody's guess. Anybody's guess. That's a really good point. Do you think they can't, there's no way they sleep for extended periods of time, right? They're probably like fish that they kind of like doze off for a couple minutes and then they wake back up and then they
like a Mike B just powers down intermittently, just like,
Oh yeah.
Micro napping.
Like, you know, I do like a good nap, but my naps are more like sleeps. I found like I just, instead of napping for, you know, what's an average nap for you? What time? How much time?
Dude, I want to say a nap has to be shorter than 2 hours. Cause
I think it's even shorter than that. I think it's probably like half hour is like me. I'll give you an hour, maybe an hour.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like when you get a really bad night's sleep, how many hours is it? Like 3? That's what you're like.
Oh, and like a really bad night. Yeah, no, anything less than anything around 4, like, yeah, that's my spot. Like, if I don't get at least 4 hours, it's, and that goes up drastically as the older I get. Like, now it's honestly, like, if I don't get a solid 10, like, I'm not going to function tomorrow.
I talk to you in the middle of the night. There's no way you get that. I mean, unless you're just sleeping until like 3 in the afternoon.
It happens. It happens.
I mean, dude, you know. Yeah.
Can I be honest? I don't think I've slept like without being like drunk. Okay, I'll give it to all the drunk times where you sleep till noon.
Yeah.
But if I'm not intoxicated or inebriated, my body is like, hey man, you haven't woke up on your own or by an alarm. It's 7:30. It's time to get up.
Fuck that. No way. I can. No, it doesn't matter if I drink the night before. It doesn't matter if I go to bed at like a respectable time. I could still sleep till like noon every day, no problem. Doesn't matter,
dude,
if I drink.
My body is like, hey, the sun's out, man. You could be missing out on something. Like, probably something's happening. You should go check it out.
I do think though that my body wakes me up to shit sometimes. Like, my body's like, it's shitting time. Like, you gotta, like, and then I'll get up and I'll shit, and then sometimes I'll go back to sleep. You know,
you ever fall asleep on the shitter?
Once, but that was drunk. That was like drunk and too drunk to stand to pee. So I'm sitting down like a woman to pee, and I fell asleep then. I think that's the only time I've fallen asleep on the toilet though.
I'd like to be fair. I do sometimes sit down to pee because I'm tired.
Especially like middle of the night pee or something like that.
Oh,
like,
I'm sitting down. I don't want to.
Well, because then you don't have to turn the light on. I don't have to turn the light on, and you just flip the lid, you sit down, you're good to go. Yep.
Yeah. That's all about not waking myself up any further than I have to.
Exactly.
To get this done.
Exactly. Exactly. And then sometimes, most of the time, I don't flush in that scenario. I'll just
mellow.
I'll just let it mellow to the morning. It's usually.
Well, you know you're going to pee in the morning, too.
Yeah.
Why don't you flush?
I feel bad living here, you know. Fucking parent. We only have one bathroom in this fucking house. So.
Oh, really?
You live on a different floor, and there's only one bathroom in the house.
This is correct.
That's like, is that older house?
You know, it's not. I mean, it's. No, I think it's like a 60s house, something like that.
Yeah, I guess, but that would have been right around the time.
That's like 60 years old.
Yeah, I guess. Shit.
If your house was a dude, I would call him old.
Yeah.
But for real, man, I mean, I don't, it's during the day, I feel like I don't really have to ever go to the bathroom very often. Like, I'll pee a couple times a day. But once nighttime comes and I drink, you know how much I drink all day, like all the time.
Water.
Even if I'm not drinking alcohol, I'm still drinking. I'm always drinking something.
Yeah.
So I generally like go up there to pee at least 3 or 4 times a night, and I feel bad because I can't let it mellow. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they would probably also frown upon that, but still.
Who frowns upon the mellowing?
I gotta flush every time. It's like a reaction. Like, I can't stop myself.
Do you remember my friend Doug, the robot? He came into the studio once. He's a listener of the show. He's a listener of the show. He had a habit. I used to go around his house a lot, and he had a habit. I'm calling him out right now. Of like, he used to say he would forget, but he's also like a hippie weirdo and like is super into recycling and conserving and all these types of things. He used to say he would forget, but I'd go to like have a couple beers and go pee in his bathroom. Straight up, like a log would be just like chilling, like just chilling in there. And then, and like, no, you don't. No, come on.
No, I was gonna. It's a personal story, but I was gonna say like probably until like the age of like 7 or 8, I had a real issue with like forgetting to flush. Like I just. I'd be like,
who forgets the flush?
Young Mike B.
Neanderthals. Neanderthals.
I grew up. I flush now. I mean, in the middle of the night, like, yeah, there have been times where I've been drunk and I've gone in there and let a bad shit.
Oh, and then, you can't and let that sit there, man.
I'm too drunk. I'm too drunk to even. I'm just like, whatever. My butt.
I never have to shit when I'm drunk.
Oh,
I never have to shit when I drunk. Now, the following day I do, like, you know, Budweiser diarrheas, but during like the night when I'm still drunk, no, I never have to shit. I never do.
Yeah. Yeah. You've never shit like super fucking wasted?
I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either.
Oh man, I've taken but I also like when there'll be days where like I will start as soon as I wake up, mm-hmm. or as soon as Janine leaves.
Mm-hmm.
you know what feels real, real alcoholic when you're like looking at the clock and you're like, it's 8:30, man. She's gonna leave in like 13 minutes. Like, fuck. Like,
God, hurry up.
I want that drink right now. But I know if I have it now, she's gonna yell at me. So fucking wait another 13 minutes, start drinking, I guess. But that's how it happens. It's like I'll start early in the morning and slow roll it. So by like 11 o'clock, I should have shit by now. And now I have to shit fucking hammered.
See, I think that might be the difference, is that I at least typically wait until the afternoon to drink.
That's because you don't wake up until the afternoon.
Yes, but it's, you know.
You're doing the same thing I'm doing.
No, it's totally different.
Daylight savings times did 4 hours.
Yeah, you might be right.
Drunk light savings time.
I never got a chance on last week's show to talk about the experience of helping my brother move out of his place.
This sounded like a fucking shit show nightmare. And I'm sorry to Owen's brother, but golly, bro.
I don't think he's ever listened to one of my shows, so I'm not super worried about it. But my good God. So he lived in Zephyr Hill. So it's about an hour and 45-minute drive from my place to get to his. I offered to help him move the last of his stuff. He was getting a U-Haul and basically taking the U-Haul up to Charlotte where they've moved. And he'd gotten like everything out of the house to sell the house, but just like put it in the garage. So like anything he couldn't get on his first trip up, he came back to get this time. So it's the contents of a garage and, you know, some random things and pieces from the house. Not the worst, you know, not the biggest deal when you put it like that. But my brother is he holds on to everything. He's not necessarily a hoarder, but like, I swear to God, nothing was packed. It's all kids' toys that they've just thrown in like random containers, like laundry baskets, and like nothing can stack. It's all overflowing. Yeah. I swear to God. I'm never helping someone move again. This is something I'm just going to go ahead and say. I will pay people to do the job for me. I'm never fucking doing it. Fuck that shit. Like, you could have taken a goddamn snow shovel and just, like, thrown everything into, you know.
An incinerator.
I literally think that he should have taken everything that we put in that truck minus about 5 items. He could have literally just thrown it away. He could have thrown it in a dumpster, taken it to the dump. And we did a trip to the dump.
Yeah, and I'm like, so we did do that.
Yeah, what was the rest of the, like, the rest of the shit should have gone. I was quite frustrated. I think I vented to you guys over our over our Facebook chat about it. But seriously, I'm never moving again, or never. I'm not myself, but I'm not doing it. I'm not helping anybody. I'll help you put a couch in a truck. I'll help you do that. But I'm not doing boxes. I'm not dealing with that shit. I'm
pretty sure I told you when you were venting, I'm like, oh dude, I'm a big item only. Like, I'll come and help you move, but I'm there to move
the big shit.
Dressers, beds, like large shit.
Yeah.
You want to deal with boxes and shit, bro? That's easy shit. That's you.
That's like,
but the stuff you actually need another physical person there to do.
100%. 100%.
That's what I'm there for. And I'll tell you that right away. Like, oh, where's the couches? Where's all that shit? Because let's get that shit done. And then if I still feel peppy, maybe I'll do some other stuff. But for the real, I only want to
No.
That's why I'm here.
And I mean, I'm glad I helped my brother and everything. It's a good family thing to do. But realistically, I didn't need to be there, as there were like three items that were like a tag team lift scenario. Like, the rest of it was all one person. And here's a kicker. He brought down my niece, his daughter, who is 16 years old, and she, within 30 minutes of me getting there, she fucked off to go hang with her friend. And she's big enough to have helped, like, carry the couch. Like she could have easily been used for these tag team lift stairs. So she fucked off. Meanwhile, I'm putting her shitty goddamn half-packed boxes into this fucking truck. I wasn't well.
I would have pulled the Uncle Owen, like, where the hell are you going?
No.
If Uncle Owen's here, you're staying.
That's kind of the way I thought it should go, but it's all okay in the end, because my brother was gracious enough to give me two Yinglings and two items off the Wendy's dollar menu. So that really.
Wait, you didn't even get a value meal?
Nope. No drink. No
French.
No
fries.
No biggie fry. No fry. I got.
You can get chili or a potato at the Wendy's.
I got. I got the junior bacon cheeseburger and a four piece nuggie. And
that's a good call. Yeah, you know, that's a good call.
Fair, but definitely not. And only two Yinglings?
Yeah. He had four beers for a moving day between two people. That's unacceptable.
You could have helped move better with just four beers.
You know what? I actually said that to him. I'm like, well, this isn't, like, I'm not going to be able to be at my optimum performance.
I don't even leave my house to move for less than a sixer.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't.
And none of this bullshit where you're like, oh, we can have beers when we're
done. No.
I need to start.
I need to have three before I start putting things in the truck. Like,
I'm going to have three at my house before I come over.
I didn't really have that option, seeing
as
though
it's
an
hour.
Yeah, hour 45 minutes. Like, so
but,
yeah.
Oh, and you could have brought them with you and, like,
I thought about it.
Popped one half an hour before the end of the trip.
Here's another kicker. Half of the time, we did the trip to the dump. Then we got back from the dump, and so my brother had borrowed a car from a coworker who has a rental house not too far from him. So that's what he drove down here. It was all a whole, like, a very complicated long story. Lots of moving parts. But either way, he had to get this car that he had borrowed back to the person that he had borrowed it from. So we took an hour and a fucking half to go drive my car to, like, with him in it, or sorry, like, my brother drove the one car that he has to give back. I drove behind him. We got to, like, a Publix that we're going to do the switcheroo of the two cars. My brother So my brother could hop in with me. It was like a half hour away, but like, when I've already driven an hour and fucking three quarters, I'm going to have to do it on my way home. Now I've got to basically drive another fucking hour.
Wherever the fuck.
Well, and you're also wasting the time that you have me to move this shit. Like, what the fuck?
And there's still zero beer action?
Oh, yeah. Zero beer action until we get back from that escapade to start loading the plastic broken Barbies and the fucking...
What the fuck kind of a denomination is only four beer? Were they bottles?
No, they were cans. They were 12.
He cheaped out at that's like $2.50.
No, it was the end of the pack that he had probably been drinking the night before. So we had bought a 12 pack and there were four left. And fucking
wait, these are normal sized beers?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Unacceptable moving scenario. Would you not agree?
You only got 24 ounces of beer and $2 worth of Wendy's?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would have staged a union strike or... Fuck, the Owen Workers Union will not work under these conditions.
Absolutely not. Not ever again. And you know what the one thing is, too, that when you, like, help someone move, inevitably there's a couple of items that they don't want anymore that you're like, you know what, that's pretty cool, I'll take that. Like, I'll take that off your hands
not,
if you don't
not
want
this situation.
It. No, because it's all fucking trash. It's literally fucking trash.
So wait, you don't even get any like walkaway items?
No.
Like...
You know what? I found a couple of RCA cables from an old stereo, and I'm like, those I can always use those.
Maybe.
I'll take those off your hands. That was it. Like, but I could have put that in my pocket, and they're fucking worth 50 cents.
Yeah,
it's not like I came out like a bandit here,
dude. What really shied me off of moving. Was I think the last time I helped one of the guys I was working with, Paul, he moved out of a third floor apartment and asked me to help him move. Yeah. And, you know, I'd help him move before. I like to help my friends move. It's something I always try and do.
Third floor, but, though, that's your first red flag on that.
But I knew that because I helped him move into it.
OK, right.
So I already knew that. But he hadn't mentioned where he was moving. And he'd actually been really tight-lipped about not saying anything about it.
Uh-huh.
And so we get everything loaded up. I'm like, oh, so where are we going? He's like, oh, it's like 15 minutes away. It's not a big deal. I'm like, okay, cool. And we pull up, and I know, and like as we're driving in, it's like two-story apartments. And I'm like, all right, second floor is not too bad. Like a straight shot up is not bad. And then we drive around and like we hit a corner and we turn and it's like three-story apartments. And I'm like,
fuck, here we go.
I don't, this is getting dodgy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Moving into a third floor apartment.
That's the worst. It's
from
the worst.
Third floor
didn't
to third
say
floor.
It. Now, I will say he was, for the four people that helped him move, there were three Little Caesars pizzas and I believe 24 beers.
That's the right amount.
That was commensurate. I could have had a whole sixer and almost a whole pizza to myself.
That's fine. That's what you deserve for that type
was
of
good,
scenario.
Though.
I'm also
but still,
I'm also
the,
with
the fact that he blindsided me with that second third story.
yeah, fuck that.
That's what really, I was like, you did the right thing at the end, but you needed to do the right thing at the end. Third floor to third floor, you're a
piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's a big ask.
Yeah.
If you had told me all of the info up ahead of time, I probably still would have done it, but I would have had that like, oof.
Fuck you. Yeah, kind of attitude.
Third floor to third floor, bro. Like, let's get a couple more people on this.
Yeah, yeah. You could have planned more adequately. I'll say this, too. If you are moving more than an hour away from your initial place, I'm not helping you on the other end. I'm not, like, I'll help you one end. I'm not helping you on both ends. Like, you gotta
help you on my end.
Yeah, help you on my end. I'm not then hopping in a car after helping load. No, I'm not doing that. You gotta have a separate group. This is moving etiquette. You have a separate group on either end.
Move team A.
Yeah.
Move team B.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have exfil and infill. Like, we're getting out of one place and I'm on that team.
Yeah.
You're the move in team.
Yes, exactly.
I'm the move out team. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fair, Owen. If someone approaches you with the old, hey, I'm moving to Tampa, you want to help me move? You're like, in Orlando, yes.
Right.
I'm the Orlando team.
You're going to have to find some people down in Tampa to help you out there. Yeah. And you can now you can fucking hire goons from U-Haul and they'll just you know it's a whole service that they provide to help you load that shit.
Two hunks in a truck.
That's the I think that's a different thing. That's more of a waste disposal situation. But, yeah, this is college hunks. You know, hauling
college
hunks, college hunks hauling junk. Yeah.
Oh, they're I bet they're hauling some.
Some junk, yeah. How many times does you think a porno scenario happen where the college hunks get with like the mom that's hired them to help move? You think that happens?
Have I never told you the bed story?
I don't think so.
Okay. So back when I was working for the bed store part-time, like helping deliver beds, sell beds, like move things around. I was just like a laborer, but I was unemployed. So
you were a bedman.
Yeah, I was a bedman for a little while.
Okay.
So me and my buddy George, we get this delivery out to Merritt Island, and we finish up for the day, and we load the bed onto the truck and everything, and we take this bed to this apartment out in Merritt Island, and we go up to the second floor, and we ring it, and it's this, like, probably, like, late 40s, early 50s woman who, you know...
She's sexy, huh? Was she?
Oh, she cute? Come on, was she cute? Yeah. Was she scantily clad, wearing a nightie?
Yeah, what was she wearing? What was she wearing?
She wasn't wearing like a nightie, but it was like
we're not live on Twitch right now. I can touch myself. Just tell me the story slowly.
But it was like just a tank top and some shorts, and we show up and
I like that look.
Oh, it's back here, and. Yeah, so we get the bed all installed and we move the old bed out and we come up to collect payment and everything. And she's like, oh, can we just make sure we look at the bed and everything? And we're like, yeah, okay, cool. We go in there and like she's like showing us the bed and she's like sitting on the bed. And like I'm like her dog comes in and I'm like petting. I like go to pet at her dog and like she leans down and like boobs my hand.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh,
and I thought, like, I was like, oh, that was my, like, my total bad. Like, I'm sorry. Right. I was just petting your dog.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And so my friend George, who's like the lead guy there, he's like telling her, like, yeah, just, you know, give us any call. Like, if the bed frame is wrong or if like the box spring has an issue, like, we'll come out and like, we'll fix that. Like, whatever.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
And
all
she's
right.
like, so. Who do I call? Like, do I call you or do I call him?
Oh,
and
trying to get your number now.
She's like, well, you can just call the store, obviously, and do that. And she's like, well, couldn't I just get one of your two numbers so that, like, if there's a problem, I can just call you out? And we're like,
what's going on here?
No, like, just call the store because, like, he's married and I was still dating Janine at the time. And he's like, well, no, like you can just call the store and they'll like tell you who to we'll send somebody out. And she's like, oh, so I have to call the store to get. And we're just like, we're just going
to leave. And that's when Mikey B had his first threesome.
No way. George was fucking huge. And I'm sure he had like a hammer.
Right.
And I'm over here like average white dude. Just not the hammer.
Not the hammer. Right.
I mean, what do you call the average white dude?
It's the
in tool relation.
Well, okay. If
am I the
there well they've I'm got the, sledgehammers. We've got
I'm just a regular like the claw hammer. I'm a regular claw.
Regular claw hammer. Maybe
that makes me sound like I got like a ridge on my ween that they. I don't know.
Yeah. What do they call those? Like pinball hammer? Is that it? Is that what I'm thinking?
Oh, it's like the thin.
Yeah, that's Asians and some Mexicans. You know, according to stereotypes.
Really? Is that a stereotype that Mexican guys got little
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that before.
Little guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Look at them. Look at them. They're tiny people.
Yeah, but I figured like, oh, they're tiny, so it grows like it looks impressive.
It probably looks it's probably proportionate, you know? I don't know.
Have you ever had one of those shorter Mexican guys get like real uppity with you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of them have, what is it? Napoleon syndrome.
Napoleon syndrome.
Yeah. A lot of them got that. Yeah.
I wish there was a more Latin conqueror that we could use for that.
Yeah. Cause they get a little Shay on you.
Like, a Guevara.
A little Guevara on your ass.
Bro, his hair with that little beret, though.
Looks pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Though. Yeah. Like, if there's anything...
It's so weird how the beret stretches from, like, ew, no, I would not wear a beret, to, like, I don't know, man, if it's the right beret, I'm pro-beret. I would wear a beret.
Yeah.
I've had a couple. I feel like it never, like, there's only a couple times when it works out. It's rare when it works out.
I think I have the perfect, like, red and blue striped shirt and some blue, like, slacks.
You could do stereotypical Frenchman.
Oh, I could be super French. I could be,
yeah, with the mustache. Yeah. You could be a good mime. You got a moony face, too, so you could be a good mime. You could be a mime. Yeah.
I don't like things on my face, though. So, like, all the paint, like, that would really, I would not be happy about having face paint on.
Yeah, yeah. There's, we'll start wrapping things up here, as we are doing a much shorter show than we typically do. Again, we wanted to just get something out for you while I'm on vacation with my lovely wife.
Vacation from his unemployment, y'all.
Yep, thank you.
He's taking vacations from his...
Again, it's been stressful.
Unemployment.
It's been stressful.
Oh, my job is... my job that I go to, also stressful.
Sure, it was probably a little stressful. Not as bad as me.
Not as bad as you.
Oh, okay. You don't know what I'm going through. Anyway... I can't believe it, but I found a new song that I like, and it's by the Dixie Chicks, who are no longer the Dixie Chicks.
They're just the Chicks now, sir.
Just the Chicks.
It'd be better if it was the Dixies over the Chicks.
I think that's the whole reason that they probably changed it, is to take the Dixie out of there.
They don't want to be synonymous with Dixie no more.
Exactly.
They need more Dixie in their life is what they need.
Oh, is that what they need?
They probably look like they don't really enjoy Dixie in their life.
No, I think maybe one of them. I don't know. One of them. They're okay. So either way, I found this song, but I was also just I was trying to really kind of analyze some of the lyrics, and I can't tell if they're being a real dick to Florida or if they like it or not. Does that make sense?
Dick to Florida, bro. I'm a Florida man, born and raised.
Exactly.
Talk shit about Florida. I swear to God. I think I'm the only native Floridian on the show, right?
You are, but I mean, I've been here since I was fucking 7 years old. So I've you know, as close as you're really going to get for a British person,
Born and raised, born in Winter Park, Florida. Man.
Yeah, yeah. It's ironic. It's ironic. He was born in Winter Park, Florida, but will never again in his life be able to be in a house or afford a place in Winter Park, Florida.
Brought into the world in Winter Park, and they looked at me and said,
"No, you're Titusville. That's a Titusville baby. Let's get that thing down. Let's get that down to fifth low, please. Get that out of here.
I think I made a brief stop as a youngin at some Lake Eola apartments, and that was back in the 80s. So it was like,
oh, yeah.
Ooh, get him out of Winter Park. Send him to, I don't know, anywhere else.
Yeah, he's get him out of here.
He's definitely not a Winter Park baby.
No, definitely not.
See that mustache? Ooh, he's going to be a creepy guy.
Don't know. He's not one of ours. He's not one of ours. Anyway, the song's called Don't Let Me Die in Florida, and this is an acoustic song. So I wanted your opinion on it. First off, like, I think you could make a super cool, like, fucking garage punk rock version of this song, right? And that kind of, like, pops in my head, but that's a side note. Think about just, like, what are they saying in the lyrics? And, like, do they like it here or do they not like it here? I can't make up my mind. So here we go. I'll play a little bit of it.
Not the love.
I can get away with playing a little bit more shit because we're not on Twitch right now. We'll just be on the podcast. So I think I'll be able to get away with playing this.
All right.
So when I first heard it, you know, she says, "Don't let me die in Florida." Basically, like, don't let me, you know, if I start
you catch me dying in Daytona, yeah, put me on a train.
Well, when I first heard it, I thought she said, "Put my head on a train, like on a train track." Is what my head went to. I'm like, no, nah, okay. So I mixed it up in my head. She says, "Put my bed, put my bed on a train. Get me the fuck out of here, because I don't want to die in Daytona." I'm like, huh, okay, interesting.
That's fair. Daytona eats shit.
Yeah, okay. I was born in, I think she says, an Indiana summer. I think that's what she says.
An Indian summer.
I thought it was Indiana. Maybe I should just look up the lyrics. That would probably help, right?
I think it's better to interpret
the whole entirety of people's knowledge at our fingertips. Might as well just, I don't know, access it every once in a while.
Yeah, I guess that's
Indian summer.
Yeah,
I think it's Indiana. I think she says Indiana.
Well.
I've never heard of
an Indian summer.
But I've heard of plenty of Indian summers.
What's an Indian summer? Is that a phrase?
I have no fucking clue, but I know that it's a term.
Is it a term?
It is a term. It's a term.
India. Wait, an Indian summer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a summer that's shorter or some shit than normal, I think.
What?
An Indian summer is a period of unseasonally warm, dry weather that occurs in autumn in temperate regions of the northern hemisphere.
Okay. All right. Fair.
There you go.
Yeah, and that's what she says. That's what she says. I just pulled up the lyrics. It's out and long ago, and those dirty streets cried out for rain, and this is what I do. And the rain came and the holly stopped, is what the lyrics say. The holly.
We grow Florida. We go holly in Florida.
Because I don't know. Just in time for snow. Cold fill in my shoes, and this is what I know. So then she's talking about it snowing and the ice filled up my shoes, and this is what I know. Like,
that's
wait a
minute. Florida.
Like, that don't sound like no Florida. Like, is this bitch, do you even know where you're at? Like, that's why I thought it was like Indiana summer, because she, like, maybe she was referencing that she was born in an Indiana summer, you know, like was born somewhere that wasn't Florida. But you know, I guess I'm wrong. So that throws that theory out the window. I'm just trying to figure out this song. I don't know why it fascinated me.
Ocala's fucking beautiful, dude.
I know, yeah.
I mean, it's got a lot of meth and shitty people, but...
But it's a nice look. It's a nice looking
place. The forest
place.
Is kind of cool. There's a lot of rainbow nudie people out there in the forest.
I'm pulling up different lyrics, because clearly that said Ocala, but the lyrics that I had pulled up, they had it listed as Orlando. So there.
That clearly said Ocala.
Yeah. I think, okay, so the song was written by Patty Griffin, and this is a live version. So maybe in the original, she says Orlando. That would make
sense. You know how those artists take liberties with their songs?
Yeah. What? Did you hear what I just, did you hear that? Did you hear what it said? I went to war to fight the Japs.
Whoa!
You can't say that.
Holy shit, you definitely cannot say that, Chicks.
No, the chicks changed their name from the Dixie Chicks to the Chicks.
Yeah, so it could be
for racial.
Anti-Rasian?
Yeah, exactly. And now we're fucking... Here, I'll play it again. It says it in the lyrics over here, too.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Listen, we didn't even go to war just to fight them. The only time we've ever fought them, we were also fighting a bunch of kraut.
Well, we only got into the war to be fair, the United States did not get into the war until they were provoked by Pearl Harbor. But yeah, the war had started years before. We were fighting it.
We showed up late.
Yeah, you did. So what's she saying? What is she saying there? So the war was over. When the war was over, I threw my cap just as far as you could throw a thing. I went. Then I'll read the next part. I went at home and gave my girl a ring. So it's obviously like from the perspective of a man, and you know the original.
Wow, they are writing music from the perspective of men. Wow,
well, crazy. They didn't write this.
Won't respond if it's written as a woman.
They didn't write this. They didn't write this song. Like, I think this song was originally probably sang by a dude. I went at home and gave my girl a ring. So it's 63. Okay. Basically, I landed somewhere. I landed somewhere and, I met a girl pretty much. Like when I came back from war, I landed here is what I'm picking up on that. I put the highways and the blacktop down, turned the prairies into the towns, and those hills gave way just like a wedding gown. I put the highways and the blacktop down. I went home and gave my girl a ring. I put the highways and the blacktop down, turned the prairies into the towns, and those hills gave way just like a wedding gown. I put the highways and the blacktop down.
I don't
so I feel like I just need to do more research on the original song, you know, to really understand it, I guess.
I think the Chicks are taking a lot of liberties with this song, and I don't necessarily like them.
Oh, yeah, you want it the original way? You want it the more racist way?
I want it sang by a man, like it's intended to be, because of the way that all the words and intonations are directed. This way confuses me and makes me think the Chicks are lesbians.
Oh, is that what it makes you think? Okay, yeah, interesting. Sorry. Interesting. I don't need to see no mirror.
Ty looks like, oh my gosh.
I don't know what my opinion is.
It's a good song. It's a good song, though.
I don't think Ty has that same.
No, you don't like it? I think
his eyes have been real wide.
I don't need to see no mirror. I ain't never gonna see my own face. Just a reflection of somebody who's gonna leave without a trace. Roll me over them hills so cold and proud. Let the night come in and lay my shroud. I ain't never been to California. Maybe that's where I should end my days.
Going out to California.
This sounds like you took a real hard shot at Florida, but you wanted to make a song about like going wherever you wanted to go.
Right.
But why did Florida have to be the casualty?
I know.
Fantastic state. You eat a dick, Chicks.
Yeah.
Don't let me die in Florida. I don't care about and here's the country breakdown.
Yeah. And then it's pretty much, you know, a bit more of that and then the end of the song. But in the original, it seems like all the lyrics I keep pulling up, every single one of them have it listed as Orlando. So it does. It makes me wonder if the original is, that's what it says. I'm going to try and find it. See if we can get to the bottom of this mystery.
Chicks had a bad show in Ocala, and now they're going to spurn Ocala.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they can say Daytona because they're never going to play there because who the fuck plays in Daytona? They can say Ocala because who plays in Ocala? But Orlando, we get more like bigger name tours and stuff. They might want to play in Orlando, so maybe that's like why they did it this way.
We're gonna sing it as Ocala because Orlando might still have us.
Yeah, exactly.
Ocala will never have us. Well, they probably still would.
Patty Griffin, don't let me die in Florida. I'm pulling it up on YouTube right now. Okay.
You got one?
Yeah, I think so. It's a chick, I think. I think so.
Yeah.
It'd be really weird if it was like some short Irish redhead dude who's like, I'm Patty.
She looks a little older, you know. She's probably 50s, 60s, maybe. Okay, there's a live one here. All right. It sounds like the song, right? Yeah.
I want to hear her voice.
It's pretty good. Patty Griffin, yeah.
Please don't let me die.
Yeah, see, I'm not familiar with her.
I don't care about my name. If you catch me dying in Daytona.
All right, so she says Daytona.
I like hers better.
Yeah, I think I like hers more, too.
It's a little more sultry. It's
fast forward. Part.
If you catch me dying in Orlando.
Oh!
She does. She hates Orlando.
You hate Orlando, you bitch.
Patty Griffin, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Chicks. I'm Orlando adjacent now, and I'm upset.
Exactly.
Oh, man, if she'd have been like, if you catch me dying in Oviedo, I'd be like, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Haines City. You throw some shade on Haines City or Polk County.
I don't know where.
She don't have the balls to try that. She'd be dead.
Ty, what's your town's name? What falls?
What?
Fond du Lac? Isn't it Fond du Lac?
Oh, Fond du Lac, yeah.
If you catch me dying in Fond du Lac.
That does not work. Nope.
Too many syllables.
Let me stay there because it's probably kind of nice.
If you catch me dying in Wisconsin, you could do that.
Ooh. I might die in Wisconsin, though. The cheese?
Yeah.
That's probably what would take me out. The cheese might do it.
Well, we know who's dying in Wisconsin.
We got a bag of cheese curds that's been in the fridge a little bit too long, and I was jamming on them the other day, I saw a couple that had
mold.
a little bit of mold on them.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I still stuck my hand in there and took like two more. Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm done.
All right, throw it away.
I mean,
you did throw it away, right? You didn't just put it back in the fridge.
No,
right?
I put it back.
Oh, somebody else
put it back. You put it back. Yeah. You're an awful human being.
You've gotten something out and smelt it and been like, that's questionable. I'll let someone else make a decision.
Yes, we've all done that. You're right. We've all done that. But at least cheese is mold to begin with, right? Like, so
not all of it.
Different mold. It's a different mold.
Yeah, I know. That's not how science works. I know. But we got one more little thing, and then we'll get out of here for you. Boys, this isn't necessarily a versus, but since we're doing this thing on a it's on Halloween evening, rather.
Who wins in a fight against the Dixie Chicks? Orlando or Ocala? Go.
That is a good one.
It's Ocala. You know it's Ocala.
Yeah, I don't want to say Ocala, but probably
Ocala's going to bring a gun to that fight.
Yeah, yes.
Orlando would probably bring, like, cocaine and a knife, but
I was going to say crowbar.
Way different reasons.
That's true. Here we go, though. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some verses. I'm playing the old school verses for you because we're just doing the podcast.
Either I wasn't ready to do it.
Yeah, I know. It's not really a true versus. It's kind of stupid, but I wanted to get your opinions on all of these. We'll rapid fire. We'll go through them really quick. I wanted to do, since we're recording again on Halloween evening, a little bit of candy versus.
Oh, and, candy corn wins all.
Yeah. So
you shut your god whore mouth.
Candy corn wins.
No.
So in our first bout, we have Twix versus Kit Kat.
Oh, this sucks because I really like both of those fucking candy bars. Yeah. But if I have to choose, it's Twix.
It's a tough call, man. I'm right on the line of I like them both. And if they were right in front of me, I don't know which one I would pick.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I'd want to have another person there so we could just split both of them.
I'm a Kit Kat. I'm a Kit Kat all the way on this one.
All the way, really?
All the way. Yeah, I think I'm not a huge on the caramel, but I like a Twix. I mean, I can do them. Trust me.
Twix is not a bad candy bar, though. I want to make
not.
That
clear. It's not. But Kit Kat.
There's something about having the four Kit Kat bars,
yep,
as opposed to the two Twixes, even though the Twix probably has more shit in it than the Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Still, hard Twix.
I'm going Twix.
Going Twix. All right. Twix wins round one.
But I do want to say, Kit Kat, you are the most honorable.
Put up a good fight. Put up a good fight for sure.
Kit Kat, I love you still. I want you to be your friend still. But Twix, oh boy.
Round two. Snickers versus Milky Way.
Snickers 100 times. Ooh. Milky Way nougat is a garbage candy bar.
We have a surprise entrant. Three Musketeers.
That's the same thing as fucking Milky Way.
No, it's not. All these things are delicious at the right time.
And none of them are as good as Snickers, so Snickers wins.
I'm with you, Mikey. I'm with you. Snickers wins on this one. It's got too much going for it. And then if you take it up that one extra level and you get ice cream Snickers, done. Done.
Snickers could win every category.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You know they make ice cream Twix, too, right?
They do. Not as good as ice cream Snickers, though.
No, Snickers is the ice cream king.
Yeah.
And can we be really clear? Choco Taco is the greatest of all ice cream based snacks. Choco Taco.
I'm gonna make a huge statement here. I've never had a Choco Taco.
What? Okay, that's a different statement than I don't like Choco Tacos.
No, I have never had
one. Oh, and I'm
going to
bring you one of these and just drop it in an ice box at your house, and you're going to eat this.
Have I been deprived all my life?
It's okay.
Ice cream bar. Imagine it still wins.
Imagine they, well, it does, but no, it doesn't. Choco Taco, best ever.
I haven't had one, but until I do, I'm going Snickers because that's what I've had.
Choco Taco needs to be crispier. It's always a little bit like I wish this taco was
crunchy. Right,
yeah, mm. yeah.
If
that's the downfall.
We should just make Choco Tacos as a food truck and then make a billion fucking dollars.
It's not the worst idea I've ever heard. Sell them to drunk people; they Fresh would buy Choco. Them. But I think Snickers wins this fight because I know I'm going Snickers all the way over Milky Way and
Yo, with Snickers, three biscuits here.
Snickers is the definitely. We've got one more, and this is an interesting debate because these come, as you know, Mikey, from two different worlds of candy. We got the chocolate
candy. If the show has a candy master,
yeah, you are it.
It's me.
You are it. Exactly.
All right, so lay upon me the candy dilemma.
All right. Whew. In our final bout, all the way from Chocolate Land, M&M's versus the sweetness of Skittles.
Wow.
Instant
only because I'm a bigger fruit candy fan than I am a chocolate candy fan.
Yeah, I thought that
I have
might
my
be...
distinct choices on candy bars, chocolate candy bars. I have choices. But if you offered me fruit candy up against most of those fruit or those chocolate bar choices,
you're going fruity all the way.
I'm going fruit candy.
You're a fruity man.
And that's why Skittles beat M&M's. Now, I will give it to M&M's. You got so many varieties now.
Yeah.
You got a lot of delicious varieties.
Yeah, they're good.
But Skittles has just as many varieties.
That's a good
in
point.
Fruit flavors and combinations.
They do.
Do you have a Sour Reese's? No. Do you have you do have pretzel M&M's, and I love you for it.
I still say the best of them all has got to be the old standard yellow peanut M&M. This is the correct choice. That is the best of the M&M's if you're going to go.
Have you now, had the, a peanut the, butter
the,
M&M?
The, I have.
The peanut butter ones are fucking crack.
They're good.
Crack. And you can't have crack all the time.
I like the peanut. Yeah.
Peanut. I think you're 100% right that the best M&M, of course, peanut. M&M.
I will say those toffee ones that came out recently or this year, the toffee ones were pretty good.
I haven't had those.
But yeah, Skittles, dude, oh man, there's so many good Skittles. The old school purple bag will always be my favorite. Skittle.
I like to fuck with a tropical. The blue bag, the light blue bag. That's a solid.
That's a good bag too.
Yeah.
I think if I rate them, it's purple, blue, and then sour.
Yeah.
Purple, blue, sour.
But you can't ever turn down a good old fashioned red bag of standard Skittles. Like,
dude, those were some of right behind Reese's cups when I was a kid.
Those
getting
are your favorites.
Like, Halloween candy. Skittles were all, like, me and my I had two siblings, so we would all get together at the end of the night and be like, all right, let's start the trade. Let's work some trades out.
Right, yeah.
But my Skittles were always, like, top dollar on my shelf. They were a premium item.
Yeah.
Reese's Cups and Skittles were, like, the premium item.
In this fight, I think I got to go M&M's, though. Like, I love Skittles. I really do. I think they're fantastic, and I enjoy your entire argument about varieties versus varieties. But overall, I'm going M&M over Skittles.
M&M over
Skittles.
Are you a peanut M&M tie, or what's your favorite
that
M&M?
That to me is the one classic to my heart. Is always the yellow bag, man. The peanut M&Ms are the jam. They're great.
It's weird. Like, nobody takes into consideration like the original M&M.
They're also good.
They're good.
Yeah.
But peanut, like, you fucking killed it, bro. Peanut M&M, you did it right.
Yeah.
I think I just like peanuts, honestly.
I do, too. But the combination of the sweet, saltiness, like, all that involved, like, that's where it's at. And I'm with you. I think
Is anybody else weird where you chew off all of the chocolate
sometimes. Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I never set it down.
The little mini bags, I will, like, chew all the chocolate off the peanuts and then just eat a handful of peanuts.
I've done exactly what you're talking about. It's not every time, but, like, yeah. yes, there have been occasions. I used to do it more when I was a kid. I used to also take the Kit Kat bars and eat the edges off, like, of the Kit Kat bar. Like, if you take,
the,
like,
little
the stick,
chocolate rim.
The check, yeah, I would eat the rim before I would then eat the rest of it.
Well, it makes the ratio better. You get a little more crispy wafer, and the chocolate is super sweet, but that cookie wafer...
I agree.
Was like really neutral to be. It, to be fair, it, I think it was had zero flavor. To be honest,
I like a chilled Kit Kat as well.
Never had those. They had some mint Kit Kats that were dark chocolate.
Oh, they were badass, dude. I almost buy them every time I see them. Like if you throw those in front of me, yeah, it's going down.
Dude, dark chocolate Kit Kats.
Dark
I will
chocolate
say.
Mint Kit Kat right there,
dude. That's... The dark chocolate version of so many. Candies
is good. Yeah.
Is the way superior version to the milk chocolate version of just
in America.
Really?
If you in the UK, the milk chocolate is so much better than the milk chocolate here.
Ours
that
is too
I find
sweet.
It hard to, yeah, it's less sweet, it's more milky, it's way.
So I need to buy English milk chocolate.
Absolutely.
Like directly.
Like if
you
can't,
milk
yeah,
chocolate.
You can't have like Cadbury's over here and Cadbury's in the UK. Completely two different things. Like they're not even made in the same place.
I don't like Cadbury's.
It's not the same
here
recipe.
Because they are intensely too sweet.
It
oh
might as it, well, it's owned by Hershey's and might as well be Hershey's. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
The candy in the UK or the chocolate in the UK when you buy it, you've had it before at my house, I'm pretty sure, Ty or and
oh, it's
and
delicious.
I love
your chocolate.
That chocolate is so much better. And all that, like the biggest like Cadbury's is the British Hershey's, if you want to say like the biggest chocolate maker.
So they're
the,
like the chocolate like, provide the chocolate the,
yeah.
tiers over there.
Yeah. And then like the dark chocolates, while still good. Those are typically a little bit more on like the Germans and the Swiss make a lot more of those than we do.
Oh, I love German.
And it's good.
German
and it's good.
Are...
But in my opinion, I prefer British, you know, milk chocolate, which it's just the best. So that being said, I'm going with Skittles as well. And that rounds out versus. There you go. Ow.
Dude, Skittles are fucking the jam.
They're
fucking great. I love that.
You guys got anything else you want to talk about before we rock and roll out of here? We did a little longer than I thought we would, honestly.
I
got my first Wisconsin gig, I think.
Nice.
Probably.
Very cool.
Likely.
Very cool.
Good job, Ty. Yay.
Yay, work.
Doing what?
No, Big Jib, like... Wisconsin? Big Jib, Wisconsin?
I wish it was a jib job, but it's basically a PA gig, but it's still like art department shit that I used to
cool.
do a lot of.
Well, and you can make
it's
you
in
can make
Chicago.
Yeah, but, well, so it's a drive. Like, what's that? 3 hours, something like that.
It's a little less than that. It's like 2.5, depending on where I'm going. But I do have a friend down there I can stay with. So
oh, perfect.
Terrible.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, that's great, man. Congratulations.
Congrats,
and it'll get you back into the world a little bit, hopefully make some connections. And who knows? You might be able to like just make sure they know you're Jib Master Ty. And
you doing jib in the studio? I know you need a jib.
Yeah.
Get that jib.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to promote as well as always. Check me out while I'm gaming. I've started again. I know I was down for a little while. I was really depressed. I hated my job.
Yeah.
Not having a good
time.
But
now you're out of that. So you're gaming again, having some fun with the peoples on Twitch.
Yeah. And I did it last night. I had Big Tim from This Week in Chicken Sandwiches. I believe I had Guy Alex in there. Possibly Zach from all the small things.
Cool.
That local the podcast here in town.
Never heard of it.
And it's it was a lot of fun, guys. I'm enjoying streaming again because I'm happy. I'm happy again.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to the Cafe or the Corner Cafe out in Sanford, Chef Michael. Thank you, sir. I appreciate everything.
Yeah, but
so
you forgot to mention it's twitch.tv/.
ONRS_ Mike B.
Perfect.
You can also check out everything on YouTube at Mike Bearable, MikeBerable. Check me out there. You can also check out all the stuff we do here at Oh No Radio Show. We post it all to YouTube as well, Owen, right?
We do indeed, except for this particular show, because this one's not been going live, and this one is just a, you know, standalone audio only podcast. But normally, of course, yeah, twitch.tv/ONRSLive on a Thursday night at 8:30. That's our regular time. We do switch it up from time to time, so make sure to join our Facebook. Just search us on Facebook, Oh No Radio Show, to always be updated with whatever we're doing and what's going on. We've also got a new sponsor with our show. I'm sure you heard the ad at the very top of the show, but seriously, if any of you out there are looking for a home, looking to buy a home in Florida, or looking if you own a home and you want to refinance one, interest rates right now are crazy, crazy low, and you can do yourself a huge favor by just reaching out to Streamline Mortgage Solutions, our sponsor, who have helped so many of the of people that we know in this community find great rates and really, you know, just call them up. I don't have the number right in front of me, but I can give it to you. Or, you know, they can do everything online as well. StreamlineFlorida.com. Is where you can go and you can get the whole process started, and just drop our name in there and make sure that they know that you heard about it from us.
Brian Zimel and his crew are super professional, and they will help you get as low a rate as you can. If you want to refi your house, or maybe you're just looking to free up a little bit of capital and your old mortgage just isn't doing it for you, talk to Brian Zimel and his team. They can help you out.
And they specialize in this stuff in Florida as well. They know what they're doing. They've been around for quite a while, I think over 15 years. So you give them a call. They know what's going on in the current market. And they're going to tell you straight up. Like, if you mention us, they're going to tell you, they're going to be honest with you. They're going to let you know that realistically, if this is a good move for you or not. And they won't just do it to do it and try and take your money.
They'll take care of you, Brian Zimel.
And they will more than likely save you. They can more than likely save you money and free up some cash. So, yeah, again, StreamlineFlorida.com or 407-898-4477 to get your shit started with them. Woo! That was like an actual ad. All right, we're rolling on out of here. We should be back live next week. And, you know, again, on our regular day, we'll let you know. That's why you join the Facebook. That's why you hit our group up. That's why you hit our page up. We post everything in there just to let you know what's going on.
Yeah, yo.
Boys, we got to say both of them because we didn't have a break in this whole thing. So what do we say on both segments when we get out of here?
Eat up
your dreams and eat a bag of dicks.
Hail Moon Satan.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. We love you. Bye.
Hail Moon Satan, and you should hail him.
Oh, and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ONRS. Give us some money. We need it. I'm trying to build a new computer so everything gets better on the tech side.
You should eat a bag of dicks. You gotta eat a bag of dicks.